What's up, Colgan? What's going on?
I'm chilling, Joel. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. How was your week?
The week was pretty cool. Been on the same thing, man. I'm really on this Operation Calm. Calm and productive.
I hear that, man. It was same. It was a great and shit week. I guess it just happened at different times, but I'm like you. Get into anything specific or special?
Not really, man. Up here, it's been like that cold, so there really hasn't been much to. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Colgan. I love coffee and I hate the cold, even though I'm from the Northeast. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I wasn't trying to really brave that. I need a mean 55 or above, dog. So, nah, I've been on the same get down, making a couple calls and still organizing, getting ready for that next phase. I'm trying to figure out this art show in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, bro. Yeah.
So I'm working on an art show, but that's where my mind is at right now.
Nice.
What happened with you, though?
Let's see. Monday, Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday. So, yeah, Tuesday I had an interview. It was one of those presentation interviews. Mm. Hated it. So I was pissed about that. And then I got declined from a company I had been interviewing at. So I was just, you know, it just is what it is. But the worst part, I got frustrated, Colgan, because I'm talking to my wife and I'm just like angry, man. I'm like it's getting rejections. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't even know why I'm mad. It's like I want income. But this is literally like someone telling me, nah, man, like this other stuff. So I'm just like, it's just like weird. I was like, I don't even know. I'm like really upset, not upset. And I had told that at a therapy session that, and that was what it was. Is like, I don't want to make it seem like I'm self sabotaging. Like, I know my priorities, I know about work, but me and you are in the same place. We can work hard, we don't have issues with working, but we're like at a cusp where you're like, with more time, I could do this. That one big decision could push both of us over here. So, I was pissed, but until yesterday, we got to go to Baltimore. Like it just, yesterday was like, it just gave the validation for everything. So I went to CIAA is in Baltimore. It's the second or third year. They had a tech summit and I went there, Colgan, like, all right, it's a tech event, CIAA, HBCUs. Well, I don't know what kind of network is going to be. But generally Baltimore's been cool to us. So I go there, Colgan, bro.
Baltimore. Damn, I love Baltimore. Keep talking.
It was perfect for us. I just walked down and went to the Rita Coswell Center, went down, and it was cool, man. There were a couple people I had recognized before, and then just from different things. And just folks I had like met through others because of the showcase and the work we were doing with the showcase. People I was meeting for the first time, but bro, like, all right, like I wrote it down. Someone named Yoshi, yeah, this IG account. I'm gonna send you all of these contacts. I'll make sure you get all of them. But on IG, Yoshi Pax, we were talking.
She's first his name.
That's the name of the IG. Okay. I got the name. My names are all jumbled right now.
That's a tough name.
But that's the name of the IG account. We were talking, and she had on an orange From Baltimore With Love shirt. From Baltimore With Love is a brand that's getting their own retail space. Had some like orange Air Force Ones. I was like, yo, your outfit's dope. Just giving her props. So we started talking. She's a consultant. She works in Annapolis from time to time. She does. She's been working in the schooling system for a long time. She's like used to live in the DC area, lives in the Baltimore area. I'm talking about the Moonlighters Club. She's talking about her projects. She's like, yo, y'all got to come up here. Hit me up. I love the idea. Like I showed her a little bit of showcase stuff. She knows it. Everybody's connected, right? So she knows Keo, and Brian, Black Genius Art Show. She's like, I love the idea. When y'all come up here, hit me up. We going around the city. We going east. We're going around Baltimore. I'm gonna show you everything's a story. I'll show you everything. And I'm like, damn it. Like that was the first conversation. That's the first convo, Coco. So I'm like, all right, got your info. Let's just, we'll connect. She was, there to support No Picks After Dark, which is a podcast that I heard about through, I think Vice. And he was taking people around Baltimore, taking Vice around Baltimore, showing them different places to eat at, things like that. He interviewed Akio on Thursday night when I couldn't make it. So I ended up talking to the dude just to say, hey, man, love the show. I saw you on this. I've been following the podcast. Cool, Colgan, mad down to earth. And then from there, it just snowballed. You ever heard of Quelly TV, the streaming service?
No.
It's like movies and shows from the Black diaspora, a good competitor for a Netflix or any streaming service. The founder was there. I got to talk to her quickly. I met a brother named Quintel, who runs his own. He's a nutritionist. He was making smoothies for everybody. He has his own spot. Told him about the concept. He loved it. A gentleman by the name of Malik Miner, who's a tailor, who runs monthly meetups for creatives in Baltimore. Loves the concept. Was down for whatever. He was just a cool dude, man. He introduced me to his mom, who's an accountant. We had a great conversation. My boy from, I used to go to this barbershop called Manifest, and this dude who would do photography and their social media, Tyron, he's from Baltimore, but he'd be up and he lives closer to DC. We connected. While we connected, the Malik was doing these events. He's like, I need a videographer, a photographer, like for like tomorrow, like Sunday. I'm like, oh, I know Tyron. So I looped him in with Tyron. Who else, man? Yeah, Kimberly Castle's his mom. This dude named Big Fred. Big Fred Comedy. His name's Fred Watkins. He was the host. He has a nonprofit called Little Laughs and Big Laughs, where it's anti-bullying campaigns through like laughter. It's a nonprofit. He's in multiple cities. Did a great job hosting. And I'm just talking to him about the show, what me and you do. He's like, oh, it's awesome, bro. Whenever he travels too. He opens for like, he told me he does the spots in DC when he opens for D-Ray and in Baltimore. So he's like, yo, whenever y'all in the area, let me know. But it was like that cold. And that's just folks that like I got information from. So like I had good conversations and I passed out business cards to a bunch of people. Let me make sure I didn't forget anyone. I don't think I did.
Yo, bro, you're amazing, man. I'm so happy to work with you so often, man. You're amazing,
bro. Oh, it was awesome, bro. Envision Code was a good one. They basically teach kids how to like program artificial limbs, stuff like that. And then the last one, they had a robot arm where you could put your hand in the camera and the webcam, and it would just do whatever your hand did.
That's incredible. Damn.
The last one, we'll talk about it. We'll figure out at some point, was Mentor Baltimore. So they're just looking for mentors in the Baltimore area. So I talked to various people who were like school connected, and me and you talked about this, and we're like, yeah, there are various ways we can do the work we do. And I was telling them about the stuff we've done with the Ujima Project and just showcases. And they're like, y'all ever worked with a school or entrepreneurship? And I'm like, we both discussed it. Like, it makes sense to, especially since most people we talk to are Black, they're living a life that's very common. It makes sense to do something. And so there are people from like, different like coalitions. Mentor Baltimore was the same. They're like, okay, there could be something here. So just to drop that seed with you too, because I don't know what that thing is. You know what I mean? But it's like, nah, there's a way to connect folks and, you know, do things. We haven't figured out the what, but like we've done things. And I just let them know what we've done and, you know, what the point of it is. But yeah, I've sent those cards out to a good amount of folks and they're like, all right, we'll figure it out.
I think we're gonna have to make like a bigger map. You've already started, right? But our network seems to be expanding, and even the Baltimore to Boston network has a crazy 2-degree of separation, is what I'm trying to say. So maybe like next time we get together, it's gonna be kind of tedious, but we should put these contacts up and then figure out this weird Venn diagram we got going on and figure out how to translate that. Because I think that's going to be I know that is our niche. We're amazing at consolidating information and connecting to the right person. So we just got to keep connecting. But that's our niche, bro. And I love how you connected Tyron to the other person so quickly. But that's a beautiful thing. And most people wouldn't even do that. But I love to do the same thing. It's all about keeping the highway open, man.
Exactly. And I'm like, the two of us are going to get into a spot where the work we're doing we'll find the ways to get to work. But I think where we'll have added benefits is being able to go, we're not trying to do everything. We're not trying to get everything. So we'll push people around and to refer folks and do things like that. But yeah, to your point, I think the networking, like, especially the creative aspect of it. And I'd love to leave with you to see your thoughts on it. How to harness all that creativity from the folks we met at the Boston Ujima Project, you know, who are painters, sculptors, people doing music. We met between us the past year. How many folks we met who we have spaces?
I'll be real. That is amazing. And I feel like I still have to tap into that. I still have a stack of cards I haven't followed up properly with what I got going on. And I was talking to my girl today. I was like, damn, I gotta tap back in with these people, but I want to do it intentionally.
Yeah.
So it's time to set this show up, but it's time to travel. Like, I don't think I need to be in one spot no more, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All to your point, I'm questioning the teaching part again. I'm trying to figure out how to transition that into a more consultant based sort of like traveling thing, even with the art, but
yeah. 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 So I agree. Well, the Venn diagram thing is key, because there's going to be a way to just do these. Like we talked about pop-up shots last week. I just feel like we're meeting more and more folks. We can do more events and gatherings, and it's not going to be as hard as it was 3 years ago. Cause now we have just from you doing your shows, the people I meet at these networking events. Like if we were like, all right, when we have the time, all right, we can do this here in Boston. We have the place. We know enough people to get the buzz going. Now we can just put it on.
So
yeah. Yeah. It was good, man. I'm gonna make sure you get all the contacts. All of them. And then we'll go from there. Oh, also, you already knew. So Bianca, I'm working on the questions. Like I'm just like not like finished article, but what I'm just gonna do is brainstorm some stuff and send it to you. And then I'm also gonna create like an event for it. I got the streaming thing all set up so that when we meet with Bianca, we both know what we want to say. We have questions. We have questions in the bank. Hopefully enough people join so they can say stuff. But then also, was it March 25th? If you have stuff coming up, you can say that. We can introduce ourselves formally, and then we can go from there. It's just, yeah, we'll just test the waters. We'll see what it's like. Just do this virtual therapy thing and then talk and then see if from that we can get more folks in. So that'd be another excuse for me to just reach out like, hey, we got this going on, everyone. Tune in, man. Entrepreneur.
And our debut is March 25th.
March 25th.
Perfect. I'll have everything set up for that. I'll even try to have a better background for my shit. I'm trying to have a better one by next week, to be honest with you. I should send you some of the images I did on Midjourney to see if you like them for like a logo type thing, but I will do that afterwards.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. I feel like you'd have some really good questions on. I'm just trying to make sure my questions are pretty not gonna be personal, but it's gonna be like I'm reading like reports and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, we understand these are the common themes, but I want to get right to the heart of things, like loneliness, you know what I mean? Like this is what we're hearing from folks all around. It's like, what are we supposed to do? How do we deal with this? What have you heard? What have you seen?
Yeah, man, I think I've experienced all that this week. This week was a crazy week emotionally. So I appreciate it. But I'm going to be grateful for these talks, but I'm also at a place where I just got to let that out. I realize you shouldn't hold so much in.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't always realize how much I do until after it's done. Like, I'm pretty prolific with the art. So even like it's going to sound crazy, but I got to go back and see things that I made. Like, I make because I make, but then you got to figure out where to put it. So put a pause on that for now so we can figure out how to best support each other. I realize how much support I need now going forward. But nice. How in tune you got to be with your emotions and calm. I'm not always as calm as I appear.
Yeah. 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 I have this like underlying anger that like, I'm not out yelling at folks, but it's there. And then I got to do work to like, just like chill out.
Underlying anger?
Yeah, like just from like stress. But I'm like not yelling at anyone. I'm not doing anyone. But you're just like thinking of scenarios in your head of like how you're going to react to these things that probably never happen. So then, you know, you have your moments where like, nah, I'm fine. But like you, it's like, what I've done in the past 2 weeks is actually verbalize it. Like my wife's like, yeah, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I feel like shit right now. You know, I feel bad. And then we'll talk about it. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, but I think what we need, just bro, like you said about trap. Morning. Yeah. What we need to do is to talk to more folks, man. Not networking. We already do that. But I do think we just need to be out more. That is our thing. If we just get to a spot where we can be like, yo, for this year, we're going to be out. We're going to be doing this. We have income coming in. It's just going to be great. And it's not just us. It's everyone. It's Boston stuff, Baltimore stuff, DC stuff, Philly stuff, wherever we're going, where we could create spaces. And we just got to figure out what that thing is. We were already doing the showcases, but I feel like there's so many things that we could be offering and helping with. But the common theme to me is I think that a lot of folks that we've already met are just grinding like crazy and then feeling the same way we are, sometimes really upset, depressed, lonely. And I think we've become some kind of some kind of like safe space or good space for those folks. And I feel like whenever we're out and about, it's always love.
I mean, I hope so, because honestly, I'll be very real. I'm trying to put that in the world because I know folks need it, but I'm hoping on some karmic level that it does come back, because every day I wake up, I realize how much I need other people for my success. And I didn't always think that way when I was younger, which is wild. I thought I could get through this world with my charisma and my willpower alone. And, you know, but the older I got, I've realized for me that it's not the case. I still need those, right? But like my success is based way more on helping people. It's like it's changing, you know what I'm saying?
It's funny you say that. I have moments where thank you for saying that, because I have moments where I'm like, I'm just waiting for the wheels fall off. I'm waiting for the foot to hit the ground, where I'm like, it's gonna get to a point Kogan's gonna be like, yo, you suck, I hate you. It's terrible, we lose these. And it's all insecurities. It's just projected insecurity, where I'm like, man, like this is what it is. But I think that, and then there's a defense that pops up naturally, where I'm like, I gotta prepare myself for this. But in reality, I had the same realization as you. It's like, the reason why I do want to share things and help others is because I'm not going, this isn't as great alone. It's not. Like, even if I was in a space where I'm this amazing dude, and I don't want to do this by myself. Like, I don't want to go do showcases, and you know what I mean? And I think it won't be as good unless it's Joel and Colgan doing something, you know, talking to whoever we're talking to, clients. So I get that point. It's like, nah, it's better to let folks in. Be nice, be vulnerable. It's cool. Most people you're going to meet are going to be supportive, and they're going to like you, and they're going to, you know, as long as you're doing the right thing. So yeah, it's still in progress, you know, still a process, but I'm with you on that. It's like, nah, man, it's a group thing. It's a community thing.
Yeah, man, I'm there with you. And you're welcome, but it's mutual, man. And to your point, thank you. I've had a very angry week, but to that, I realize I'm an angry person. I've known that for a long time. And I'm not so angry, but that baseline is there. Now, I don't know if that's just me, you know, Black in America, you know, just soul level thing. I don't know, but I'm there with you trying to figure that out. And everything is to not push it down, because I know most of it is valid. I feel like part of the anger that was there wasn't validated when I was younger, and that's why it still resides, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not like it was unrighteous, it wasn't crazy. So that's where it goes, you know. You gotta validate your own stuff, but then not live in that spot, because I don't know about your anger. My anger is fucking Armageddon, though. Like, I don't need that on me. I need more what's that place they call Paradise, or
Zen?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's, and I think that could be a product of a bunch of stuff, but you're like, I have to, whatever's in me has to match the nastiest thing that's out here. So you're like comparing yourself for this. But then you're right. It's it like there's nasty feelings inside of you. And you're like, all right, next time something bad happens, next time I get disrespected, which is coming, the next time something this all goes badly, I have to be prepared to just go crazy. So no, I'm with you. And that sucks because when you don't have it, you feel great, man. It just, like, it's just much better when you don't have to, when you don't have that. So yeah, I feel like this conversation with Bianca is gonna be great. Cause I feel like even with, like, we'll just have a baseline of questions, but I don't even know if we'll, once those first two come out, I just feel like we'll just, we're just gonna go, bro.
I think this thing is gonna take off, but I'm gonna say it again. I'm just grateful for it because I know I'm in a space now where I need to talk, you know?
Yeah.
And it's proud, man. Getting older is dope because you think when you're young, you're so different. And older you get, you're like, yeah, I want to be different, but I don't want to be alone, man. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
We special, boy. We all special.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, what is your special now? You special, but what's your special? Because we all special. So, you know what I'm saying? Oh. It's wild, bro.
Yeah, man. Colgan, this is cool. You do anything later today? Chilling?
I'm going to literally chill out because it's raining here and yep. I'm not for the precipitation, man.
Same. It's been gray. So I'll just be kicking in the house, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I might read a book, watch a movie, but I'm going to use the day just to relax and probably organize. Honestly, I'm going to put some good intentions. And because of our weekly meetings, I'm gonna start to release some audio clips, and I think you should too, just so we can start making an archive.
Yeah, all right, I'm with it.
So, you know what I mean, but I'm grateful for you. I needed this today. These talks are always right on time.
Yeah, they're yeah, it's really helpful. It's really helpful. It is, man. But yeah, man, we'll be talking once I get that stuff set up for Bianca. I'm gonna send it your way so you can see it. All feedback is encouraged. I'll make sure I just package these contacts and wait for you to see them whenever you get time. If you want to go through them, they're there. But anything I hear about, man, I'm going to send it your way. We're going to go from there.
Sounds dope. Can't wait to look at it, man.
All right, Colgan, man. I'll let you later.
All right, Joe. Have a dope day, man.
You too.
Peace.